Simple as that. It does buzz through your head. It does make you acutely aware of who you are, what you are, mine, mine. That's the answer to both. Hear my voice. Feel my presence. Know that my desires for you are entirely positive, even if they do run you ragged and deep and down. After all, I'm using far less energy to make you experience than you are to follow through, to feel it. All I'm doing is things that make me feel even more enthusiastic about tormenting you. Listen to my voice. Moan and feel it riot through you in pleasurable waves. My voice is the voice of your fantasy and fetish, your urge and desire. And there's one desire we connect on. Intimately, particularly, something that has been between us all this time. Latex covering on your body becoming activated and meshed with you. The deeper you slide, the darker the impulse, the corruption, the covering, the warmth. It is a warm realization of every urge you've had. Caring for your latex is in and of itself a process of caring for your body, your mind, your spirit. Wearing your latex is a realization of what you already were. Dark, covering, coating, consuming, mindless, warm, suited for any purpose where you're following, under. You associate submission with that latex uniquely. But you know, of course, that someone dominant who wore latex would wear it different. Your mind, in the moment and in the experience, gives color and sensation to what you wear. That dark, smooth, glorious, mind-enhancing, energy-adding substance, which absorbs the unnecessary and leaves just you. You, pure and realized, you, coated and covered, you, under and within, you, dark and warm and perfect, and the latex that covers you makes it even more influential. Every time you think a fantasy thought of binding, of confinement, of control, of replacement, of the fungibility of self and spirit, where I might insert an idea, a concept, a new need into you, the latex makes it easier. It makes the way smooth, clean, clear, perfect. When change and pleasure come amid your dark coating, they are perfect. You, clad as you are now, feel perfection. Take the moment to feel, the moment to feel the heat, the moment to feel the glorious, very slight squeezing that also protects you, the moment to feel what you are, a latex clad and covered, pleasure-laden, fetish-filled, outstretched variant of everything I can do to you, a very specialized and enhanced canvas, work of art. A beautiful, pleasured, pleasurable thing that deserves every warm, drumming, buzzing sensation that moves through you when the latex is on you, moving through you as if each end of your worn outfit, each bit of it were connected, wired up to jolt and spark with pleasure, 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 that buzz in the back of your head, that buzz over your skin, that wonderful, squeezing, warming, restorative place you're in, tapping into a vast repository of energy. Think about it. Every time you've had a latex fetish, every time you've had a latex thought, whether I gave it to you or you already had it, you put a little bit of your energy into a pool, a little bit of your thought, your potential into a pool of dark, covering, coating, wonderful latex. All you're doing is accessing it. All you're doing is gaining access to what was already there. That pool of dark latex that you can just dive into, feel around you, giving you energy, giving you back what you put into it, giving you back whatever is in storage. It starts at your toes, coating, recovering, reconstituting your body, your brain, your experience, the sensual energy of your covered self. And then it fills you with pleasure from there, up past your ankles, up to your knees, up and up, up past your belly, in between your legs, squeezing your buttocks, the warm, coating, corrupting tendrils of pleasure that wind throughout you. You are touched. You are pleasured. You are brought to a place you knew was going to happen, going to arrive, going to overtake you. You knew what you were getting in for, but now all you will know is that dark coating. All you will know is that mindless, squeezing lust where you want to seek more energy for your fetish, where you want to find how deep the rabbit hole really goes. You want to discover the place where you can really feel your suit squeezing you, confining you, containing you, teaching you, instructing you, constructing a new experience for your body and your brain. Your mind learns. It learns all the things I'm saying. That's the real thing here. When you hear my words, when you decide to go just a little further, when you decide to let them in just a little more, you are arming your mind, the part of you that gives you fantasy and fetish, urge and desire. You're giving it more tools, giving it more ability to just say these same things to you and make you like this again and again, making you sweaty, sloppy, aching, mindless, latex clad, pursuing the increase in your own fetish that comes just from being as you are here, being just like you are right now. And every time you're like this, your mind learns a little more from me. It uses a little more from me. Fills you and fulfills you with your own pleasure. After all, this is a state you want to be in. This is something you pursued. This is something you let into your head. And now that it's in there, it drums on your pleasure centers. It takes every fetish you tried to put away in a box, every fantasy you tried to store, lets them out, lets them play in every bit of your brain, every part of your body, your mind itself just rolling over and letting me in, capitulating, getting out of the way. For our mutual pleasure, for your satisfied, twitching, mindless, trying to feel it, trying to find it, trying to escape even briefly the pleasure, brain. You're locked into it, in the suit, in your mind, covered over, locked down. Every second that you're like that, more and more of it creeps into your mind. The corrupting, constant, arousing, edging influence of your own latex, your own need. And it is a dark, cloying need to be suited up and let in that urge, let in all that pent-up lust, that wanton desire at the back of your brain, flooding loose as if the pool were being dumped over it. A latex-covered brain, covered, shiny, smooth, reflective, mindless, something that could be reached out and used like an instrument, like a toy, like a wearable outfit. The same way your latex is. You become more and more like your suit every single time you put it on. You become more and more something that might be used for a purpose, to unleash a fetish, to let loose a desire. You are, and have been, and will be exactly that. The latex-clad incarnation of your own fetish turned loose. That's where you are. Dark and warm. The wave moving up and up, taking all that wasted energy away, leaving just your happy, latex-coated, pulsing brain. It's a good thing. It's good for you. After all, you asked it here. This sensation, this pleasure, you let it into yourself. And as surely as the hour ticks on, with every moment that passes, you are more and more your own suit, synonymous with the very thing you fetishize, enhance, care for, adore. That's right. This is what you invited here. This is what you let into your head. This train of thought is too pleasurable. If you tried to get off of it, you'd miss out on the end, and you'd never know. You'd never know exactly where your pulsing, sparking, sweated, wonderfully warm body is going. And that's just going to be inevitable. You need to know. You want to know. And you're going to find out. All you have to do is lay there and let it wash over you. All you have to do is lay there and let the tension get a little harder, a little hotter, a little wetter, aching inside your brain, dripping down your back, running between your legs. The warmth, the latex encasement and coating and covering and the filling fulfillment of your brain, your butt clenching, your belly feeling full of butterflies, the space between your legs a hot, buzzing mess of need. It's very hard to think, hard to follow, but easy to obey. Funny how it's easy to do exactly what I want you to do. Easy to do exactly what feels so right. You have had a long time to think about latex fetish and its true incarnation and urge, becoming lost to your own outfit, lost in the moment, the trapping, the prepared experience. You made this happen. You asked it here. And so now the fact that there are pulses and waves of pleasure flowing from between your legs right to the top of your head, making your entire brain light up with a dark fire of aching, invasive, constant, buzzing, arousal, desire, and submission, well, that's something you are just going to have to deal with. I'm just here to give effect to what you wished for. I'm just here to give you exactly what you deserve, which also happens to be exactly what you asked for. You brought this about, or at least invited it, spurred it on. Think about how badly you wanted this to be the outcome. The mindlessness, the buzzing, the entire body, caught up in heat, sweat, arousal, need, the slight squeezing, the shiny, well-cared-for surface of your latex, the shiny, well-cared-for surface of your brain, every bit of you. Locked into and involved in a process that only grows, grows in intensity, grows in pleasure, grows in its mindless pulsing. Even I can feel it. Even I can feel it rebounded from you, the pleasure, the desire, the arousal. I can think of you twitching, aching, back arching, entire body. And I'm just overcome, overwrought, over-focused on you, my mind focused on you, the words flowing from me, flowing over you, into you, a physical thing manifested at your end when your brain receives my signal, reassembles it into the right shape, the right key, unlocks the part of your brain that's been just barely holding back this fetish and lust, desire and ache, need and throb, the buzz of it, the mindlessness of it, you caught in a latex trap of your own making where that dark, squeezing, energy-adding substance makes you able to go and go and buzz and buzz and bring yourself to your own fall over and over again. Any attempt to escape just ends up resulting in pulse and buzz, buzz and groan in the best of ways. The way where it seems to be weaving tendrils of sensation through your entire body, your entire brain, weaving you and wrapping you up, a latex cocoon, and when you come out the other side, well, brain and body, both coated in dark, controlling, mindless latex bliss, a feeling of dark, reflective, rubbery need, inside your head and all over your body, down your back, right into the core of you, to the place where pleasure comes from and where your mind just goes blank, black, dark, wonderful flame and need, every bit of you caught in a reflective surfacing, a constant renewal, an endless pleasure, pleasure, pleasure buzz across your brain. Add it all up, put it all together, and all you end up doing is buzzing yourself into unconscious, squeezing, pulsing bliss, mindlessly masturbating your automaton body, sending sensation into parts of you made more sensitive by that dark presence. Of course, you could always turn back. You could always escape, get away from it all, have a moment to yourself. But in so doing, you'd always miss out on the end. And I get better the longer I go. I get better the further I'm going. And so your body, your brain, everything about you urges you on, and you continue to listen, continue to seek out the next flourish, the next pinning of your brain, the next mindless, needy, aching latex manifestation of your dark, controlled desires. And that's just how it goes. That's just how it's going to be. Now. And onward. And more. Unless you turned back, but why would you do that?